But he makes the flowers and the trees to grow. He makes food from the garden and food from the tree. It's food for you and it's food for me. Oh, and he's the tree. If we don't stay close to him, then we'll fall off down into sin. Oh. He'll want to see that his love is growing in you and in me.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow.
As we praise Jesus and love him, we grow to be more and more like him. So let's praise the Lord all day, every day.
Hi, this is Miss Curley. Welcome to the Mustard Seed Kids. Did you ever wonder how faith grows? Why, even a small child can learn. Sometimes big people don't know what faith is about. You see, adults often need proof. They have trouble being as a little child and accepting God's word and promises by faith. Kids, come on. You'll want to have your parents listen along with you today so they can grow in faith too. Well, it's time for the Mustard Seed Kids and their episode of Heavenly Limitations and Free Will. Have you ever heard of free will? Hopefully after this episode, you understand how God gives us free will. And do you know what prophecy is? Me either. But I learned all about it in Prophecy for Sale. So come on, let's join Rad and Sunny, two hip character puppets who find themselves inside a puppet stage.
Hey, man, you look bummed. What's wrong?
Well, in case you haven't noticed, I'm a puppet.
Yeah, so?
Well, look at me. Even though I try to raise my arm, he's attached to me. I can't go anywhere or do anything without him.
Oh, so, I see.
Watch this. I'll walk from one side of the stage, look down. He's still there. Then I'll try to run across the stage. See? He's still there.
Yeah. Follows you everywhere.
Yeah, I can't shake him. He jumps up, I jump up. He falls down, I fall down. Why can't he just go away and leave me alone?
Wow, man. You're really fed up with this guy.
Being a puppet is a real bummer.
Well, dude, in case you haven't noticed, I'm a puppet too. Look, I can't raise my arm with a rod attached to my puppeteer.
Hey, you're right. Doesn't that bother you just a tiny bit?
No.
But you've got one of those pesky people following you around too. Oh, and she's so different. I thought I had a bed. You can't tell me that that doesn't bother you.
Yeah, she isn't much to look at, but...
No, I don't mean her looks. I mean the fact that you can't be independent.
I used to, but now I've come to accept it. Actually, now I believe it's kind of good. See, if I do anything really stupid, I can always blame that character down there.
Oh, you mean like the devil made me do it kind of idea?
Well, no. I mean...
Well, isn't that what you're saying? You're not responsible for your actions?
I get your point.
Maybe having someone in charge isn't so bad. At least now I know someone's looking out for me. The world of a puppet is a small one. I wonder.
Wonder what?
What is it like to be human without any rods or strings?
Well, I can tell you what it's like to be a puppet without rods. Man, your arms flop around like a piece of overcooked spaghetti. And as for total independence, you'll get nowhere without her help. Nada. Zilch. The big zero. You know.
Well, that's true. I hadn't thought of that.
Now, if you compare those problems to the ones humans have, they're pretty minor. Humans get into trouble all the time. I think it has something to do with free will.
Free will?
Yeah. When God created humans, he didn't attach strings or rods to them. He gives them a choice.
I see.
Then they can follow him and get connected or go their own way. It's sad, but a lot of them choose to go their own way.
You mean it's bad to be on your own?
Not unless you turn your back on God like a lot of humans. They want to be independent too. The problem is they have totally selfish motives. Try to get away from God is a really bad choice. Look at the world that the humans have made, and you'll see what I mean.
Humans did that? I guess letting someone have control isn't as bad as I thought.
You got that right.
Especially when you're talking about God.
Sure, man. You gotta know your limitations.
Well, there you have it from the perspective of two puppets. You know, we can be like those puppets and have other people lead or control us. Or we can get close to God and allow him to lead us. It says in Joshua 24:15, "But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." That means allowing the Lord to lead you, not someone else. Or, what are they saying or planning that may sound like a good plan to you, but it could also lead to disappointment or trouble? You may lose a friendship or a family relationship when you follow the Lord's leading, but the Lord knows what is best for you. Wow! God gave us a free will to make good choices. I like that. I learned something today too. And this song helps me. Just listen.
Thank you.
No, I'm not going to be a puppet and do what others want me to do. I'm going to walk with Jesus and let him lead me. Amen. Well, I believe we have another weather report like Tuesday of this week. I'm reading the teletypewriter and this looks so familiar. Okay, Miss Kay, could you please report the weather? Something may be wrong here.
Oh, yes. A severe storm warning has just been issued for the Sea of Galilee. Again! So fishing vessels are advised to use extreme caution. The waters are rough, and many vessels have already capsized. Again, we have a severe storm warning issued for the Sea of Galilee. This just in, all boats on the Sea of Galilee are now instructed to return to shore until further notice. The storm is too great to ever survive. I repeat, if you are caught out there in the storm, you are being instructed to turn back at once. Miss Curly, we have just received word that a boat carrying several disciples and the Master himself is still out there on the turbulent waters. We have tried to contact the vessel to advise them of the danger they're in, but all efforts thus far have been unsuccessful. We'll keep you posted. Oh my! Several witnesses have now reported that they saw this man Jesus stand up in the boat and say three words: "Peace, be still." Our researchers are checking this out now to see what the significance of these three words might be. Be assured, we'll let you know just as soon as... Ladies and gentlemen, we have just had the most amazing turn of events. Word has just reached us that the storm that threatened the safety of all those on the Sea of Galilee is now over. The winds have died down, and the sea is calm once again. Our storm is now lifted, and the sea is safe for all vessels.
Oh, thank you, Miss Kay. That was an amazing weather report.
Thank you, Miss Curly. Hopefully, our listeners learned today that a storm is only a storm until Jesus steps on the scene.
That is a good truth to remember. Apparently, someone in our listening audience needed to hear that weather report again. And even though we are far from the Sea of Galilee, we do have storms like this here sometimes. Yes, a storm is only a storm until Jesus steps on the scene. And there could be a storm in the making when we're not following Jesus and we're doing our own thing. Oh my, let's move along and welcome our friend Bill into the studio today.
Hello, everybody. I've got some tough questions for you today, so be on your toes. Okay, here we go. What do Palm Sunday and prophecy have to do with each other? To help you, let me tell you what Mr. Webster's dictionary says about prophecy. Prophecy is the prediction of the future.
Did I hear someone say prediction? Hi, Ms. K is the name, and prediction's my game.
Oh, you startled me. I wasn't expecting anyone.
Of course you weren't. That's why I'm here to help you take the uncertainties out of your life with my newest prediction device, a pocket-sized crystal ball. And at the low price of $19.95, plus shipping and handling, of course. It's not only convenient, but affordable as well. Now, what did I do with that thing?
Sorry, Miss K, but I really don't believe in...
Of course you don't believe in buying anything without a proper demonstration. Now, if I could only find where I... Oh, here it is. Right in my pocket. Now, I see here that you are going to meet a stranger.
He's a strange one, all right.
Here, look into the crystal yourself. What do you see?
I do see something, but it's kind of blurry.
That's it!
And while it looks like snow over the Statue of Liberty.
Snow? Huh. Oh.
It looks like a stranger had a bad case of dandruff.
I must have grabbed the wrong crystal ball. I'm throwing it away. But don't worry. I got another one here somewhere.
Never mind. I don't need a crystal ball to tell my future.
But, don't you want to know about your future?
Well, yes, I suppose everybody does, but I don't want to know mine future. It's in my hands I can trust and really believe in.
Ah, now I understand. Miss Curly! Oh, Miss Curly, dear! Somebody wants to see you!
Can't it wait a minute? Wheel of Fortune is on! Oh, buy a vowel! Buy a vowel! Come on, buy a vowel!
Miss Curly, dear! It's a customer!
Well, why didn't you say so? I'm so sorry to keep you waiting, dear. Now, what do you want to know about? Your career? Your future? Your fortune? your love life? Let me see your hand!
But wait a minute.
No buts! Miss Curly knows all! Your future is right here, in the palm of your hand!
No, you're wrong. You see, that's what I've been trying to tell you all. My future is in God's hands, and everything I need to know about the future, I can learn about His Word in the Bible.
Oh, rats. Not that Bible stuff again.
Well, I guess you can pack up your crystal ball, Miss Kay. Even you aren't dumb enough to try to compete with that. Maybe if I hurry, I can catch the end of my show. See ya!
Well, you win some, you lose some. If you ever get tired of reading that Bible of yours, Bill, look me up. I'm in the phone book.
No thanks. I would trust my future to anything but God's Word. Folks, did you know that your Bible is full of predictions, which are called prophecies? And they're always come true. Remember, it's not important to know what your future holds as to know who holds your future. Jesus Christ holds my future. Does He hold yours?
Wow! God holds the future in His hands for me? The Bible says in Psalm 16:8, New International Version, I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With Him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Oh, that's good. No crystal balls or fortune tellers for me. Yes, indeed. God is at my right hand, guiding me, if I keep my eyes on Him and listen. Thanks for joining us on our episode of The Mustard Seed Kids. Hopefully, you have learned that God loves it when we spend time with Him, like when we get company. And the only way we can walk with Him is to walk by faith and not by sight. See you next time. Until then, spend time with God each day by reading the Bible and hiding God's Word in your heart and praying. Watch your faith grow. Oh, and maybe you'll want to make a faith journal. That's a daily writing of how your faith is growing and what you see God doing, how you've trusted Him. My journal is full of ways that God has increased my faith. Or you could draw pictures of what happened each day. Happy writing and drawing. Today's episode of The Mustard Seed Kids was a production of Kingdom Kids, Inc. in Watsontown, Pennsylvania, and was made possible by a generous grant from Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church, Lewisburg, PA. That's Pennsylvania. Until next time, remember, Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. God bless you. Oh, and special thanks to Rob Evans, Mr. Donut Man, for allowing us to use his song, God Makes Things Grow. If you have comments or suggestions, write to Kingdom Kids, Inc., that's INC, Post Office Box 23, Watsontown, PA, that's Pennsylvania, 17777. And don't forget to visit our Facebook page or our website at www.HisKingdomKids.org. You are listening to the Mustard Seed Kids on www.shoutcast.com. Search Kingdom Kids, remember, with a Z. Join us each Sunday at 6 p.m., each Tuesday at 7 p.m., and Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., all Eastern Standard Time in the U.S.
But he makes the flowers and the trees to grow. He makes food from the garden and food from the tree. It's food for you and it's food for me. Oh, grow, grow, grow. God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know.
God is a farmer and he wants us to see. We are the branches and the tree. If we don't stay close to him, then we'll fall off down into sin.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know.
God is a farmer. Comes back, he'll want to see that his love is growing in you and in me.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. As we praise Jesus and love him, we grow to be more and more like him. So let's praise the Lord all day, every day.